After the killing of Agasur and bringing his friends and the cows back to life, Krishna brought all of them to the bank of Jamuna. Sarit pulinam aniya Bhagavan idam abravit. Then Krishna spoke these words. They were now away from that ghastly scene on the bank of Jamuna. Then Krishna addresses all his friends. Aho! My dear friends! Atiramyam pulinam vayashyaha svakeli sampannam. Do you see how nice is this place, isn't it? Didn't you like it? Nice place, right, Ashok? It's a wonderful place. Look, sand is so soft. Everything's so clean here. Ah, nice smell. See the roses and the lotuses have bloomed everywhere. The fragrance of these lotuses. And dhwani, pratidhwani, so many sounds of chirping birds. And peacocks. He's not naming them here. But he's going, look, listen. Yeah, right? And then having described or getting everyone's attention to that beautiful spot on the bank of Jamuna, Krishna's proposal is, and this was the reason, in fact, he had gotten up early and he had blown his buffalo horn and communicated with them, today we'll be eating in the forest, not at home. But it had taken so long, because demon came in the middle also, he took some time. And so now the Atra bhoktavyam asmabhir. We will take our prasad here. Mahaprasade govinde nama brahmani vaishnave svalpa punyavatam rajan visvaso naiva jayate. Everyone is excited. Everyone is getting up then. As soon as you hear Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mahaprasad. Everyone jumps out. Two popular mantras. One to put you to sleep. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mahaprasad Govinde. We are... jump into the air. So the boys, Kshudhartitaha, they were in fact very hungry. Vatsa samipe apaha pitva charantu shanakaistrinam. Krishna's proposal is that we will eat here, but it's not just us, but our cows are also here. So nearby there is so much, let them drink the water, let them drink apaha pitva charantu, let them graze here, shanakai trinam, there's lots of fresh grasses here, so let them also eat and we will have our lunch. That was the proposal. Tatheti, very nice, yes, we are ready, that's right, coward boys responded. Muktva shikyani bubujuhu samam bhagavata muda. So they, shikyani, they had these lunch packets tied to their sticks and they were carrying like that, walking. And they untied and They're all ready. Keeping Krishna in the center. Sarve mitho darshayanta. He is kept in the center so that everyone could see him. How is that possible? He is in the center. And darshan, not darshan of his back. But they all have to see him. Like if I was to sit in the middle, only some of you would be in front of me. Some on this side, some that side, some right behind. But it is not only stated, literally they were all able to darshayantaha mitho one another. Each coward boy is able to see Krishna as he's sitting there for their lunch, prasad. How is this accomplished? You have some proposals? You know, but you have forgotten. How do you know? You were there one time, but long, long time ago. So again, we get clue from our great acharyas, Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They have the right idea. They say what Krishna does although each one thinks that Krishna is in front of me. Everyone thinks, and that's true, because Krishna is facing everyone. He's facing in all directions. Same person, but he is facing everyone simultaneously. To get the idea? So this idea of he expands, that's one theory. The other one is he also moves so fast. That everyone gets the experience of being right in front of him. Because that is what everyone wants, so he has to do something amazing, wonderful, out of this world, out of this world. This experience out of this world is only in that world. Sarve mitho darshayanta hasanto hasayanta. The coward boys are laughing and they're making others laugh, and then a kind of detailed description here of those honoring prasadam times. Now prasadam has to be offered. So how do they do that? Do they go to some nearby temple? Are they carrying their personal deity and offer food? How do they do that? Krishna is there. Everyone is extending. Whatever their mother has cooked, let's give a little portion too. It's prasad. And they honor that prasad. Their deity is going with them. Wherever they go, their deity goes. Or they go right behind the deity sometimes. Deity is behind them. And okay, so they were, the eating was going on, everyone was enjoying. But then, some of the coward boys noticed, friends noticed, oh, where are the cows? And the word spread all over, and everyone is in anxiety. Yes, yes, everyone's looking. Yeah, they were right here just a few minutes ago. Yes, I also was. But they are not there now, and everyone is not only anxiety, bhaya, santrasta. They are afraid now, they're scared. Oh, without the cows, what happened? Where are they? So Krishna's proposal was, friends, you, and there were some of them trying to get up and go run, try to find them. But Krishna said, no, no, sit down. Everyone sits down. Everyone sit down. Sit down. You know, I don't want you to interrupt your, you had been hungry. And so you continue. And I will. Anishe. Vatsakan aham. I'll bring them. You be here. And then he goes. Bhagavan Krishna Sapani Kavalo Yayo. He has gone. He did not even wash his hand. He got up. There's some food in his hand. There's a dahi bhat. Yogurt and rice mixed with butter, and he has different pickles here. And he's going to find the cow. His hand is like that, and he's looking here, there, and there. And he looked. He goes from one forest to another forest here. No trace of the cows. Spent a lot of time. And he wanted to return to report to his friends. No, no, I haven't found the cows. Sorry. But whom to report? When he came back, where all his friends were eating, they were not there. He did not find the cows. When he returned, he did not find his friends. Big trouble. And it was getting late in the afternoon. It is time, go dhuli bela, time to return home. And everybody's parents must be waiting now. And the cows waiting for the cows. So now, what am I going to do? So he also searched for the friends, and he did not find the friends. So, this is only Krishna could do such thing. Tataha Krishna mudam kartum tanmatri nam chakashacha. There's three parties. To give pleasure to two kinds of mothers. Mothers of all the boys and the gomatas. All the mother cows. These are two parties. Two kinds of mothers. And also to Brahma. To give a little pleasure to Brahma. Krishna came up with the idea of, because these other mothers wanted also, would we ever have Krishna-like son? They were thinking, Yashoda is so fortunate. would be ever possible that we would have Krishna-like son? Now, is anyone else Krishna-like? Like Krishna? Is anyone else like Krishna? There's no one else like Krishna. Only Krishna could be their son. So they had been thinking and thinking and thinking. And the cows also, you know, he drinks the milk of, the breast milk of Yashoda, but, you know, he doesn't do the same thing with us. That milk is milked into the parts, and so many things happen. And then he drinks our milk. He never comes directly and like our calf. Our calf does this, but Krishna doesn't do this to us. Would Krishna drink our milk directly from our udders? Or suck the milk? The cows think, all Braj of cows in Braj are thinking like this. And Krishna had already taken note, okay. One of these days, I've made a note. So that time had now come. So he is going to expand. He has no other, no way out. So as many cowherd boyfriends he had them that day, Krishna expands, and those many cowherd boys he becomes. And as many cows were there, he also expands. And there's a detailed description of everyone's look was different, you know. Dress is different. Their voices are different. Their liking, dislikings are different. Everything. So all as per corresponding their age and complexion of their bodies, the kind of dress that they were wearing that day, and the long or short stick that they were carrying that day. Krishna becomes like that, and Yashti Visharna Venu Yavad. Like all those things they were carrying. So like that he becomes, expands. And Sukadeva Goswami says, and this way he was proving Sarva Vishnu Mayam Jagat. Everything is Vishnu. Everything is expansion of the Lord. Lord is trying to prove that also by this pastime. Sarva Swarupo Ubabho, he became all the forms. He became all the forms. So each one, each of those forms were Vishnu Tattvas. They are Krishna. No more Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattvas, who knows where they had gone. That was all Vishnu Tattvas. And so they are returning now, like as usual. Everyone is returning, evening time. Playing flute and different funny things they do. So they have entered, and so all the cowherd boys go into different respective homes, and all the cows enter all respective goshalas. And Sukadeva Goswami describes the reaction of the mothers of those boys. Especially that day, it was different. It was a different for them. As they heard the playing of the flute, they became excited. Eventually they saw playing the flute is there, and all mothers got ready. Whatever other household duties they were doing, they stopped that, and they all ran out to greet their children. And as they saw their children, coming towards them. They picked them and embraced them. But today there was some special additional ras, which they had never experienced before. But they don't know why, what's going on. But it's something extraordinary, never experienced before. And they are every day. Children return, and then gradually they are bathed, new clothes, feeding, all that. Mothers do that. And same thing is going on in the cow sheds, goshalas. The cows are drinking the milk of the other cows. Their tails are upraised, and the cows are licking their bodies. Licking the bodies of the mother cows are doing. And they're doing it with great relish. Sarva go gopinam matrita asmin sarva snehardhikam vina. Go and gopinam. Go means cow, mother cows, and gopi mothers. Gopi mothers, lady mothers, and cow mothers. Their sneha, their affection for children, for the cows, increased. And now this, the next morning, they're getting up, and like every day, they go to the forest, all day, different pastimes. They are returning, mothers are receiving, greeting them. But today's greeting is even more pleasing compared to yesterday's. And tomorrow's would be even more sweeter. As they were progressing, so many days, weeks, months, about 1 year. And now they were experiencing by this time that this is Krishna. They're getting this realization, oh, is this Krishna? In the beginning, a little bit of that experience, in ever increasing, ever expanding, and about 1 year's time, they're all feeling, this must be the Lord. Because they're so for 1 year, Krishna is cowherd boy. Each cowherd boy is Krishna, and he's herding. He's holding the stick and he's beating another calf. He's like a beating himself. That is just one thing that he's doing to them. And whatever, it's just one person. Appear there are hundreds and thousands of them, and just one person is playing all the roles. Now, after 1 year, to move faster. Ekada charayan vatsan saramo vanamavishat. Once upon a time, this after 1 year, like a few days before completion of 1 year period, the cows and cowherd men, cows and cowherd men were on the top of the hill. Say Govardhan Hill. Yeah, you see? Nice. This is is future. It's gonna happen. Yeah, okay, I know. So men with the cows were on the top of the hill, and the coward boys, little boys with the cows were in the valley. And Krishna and Balaram are both there in the valley. So what happens, the cows from the top of the hill, they notice their cows, their baby cows are in the valley. And they all keep running. They want to go and meet their calf. So men are trying to stop them. The ropes are around the necks of the cows. They're trying to stop them, but there's no way. As if there's some big, powerful magnet is just attracting them, and they're not able to keep them. So all cows, they end up in the valley, and all the men are also dragged there. All men are also there. Now see what is happening. The cows begin licking the bodies of the cows. And then elderly men, as they are in the valley, they notice that their children are right there. So they leave the cows with their calf, and they run to the children. And they pick up, each one is picking up their own child and dealing this, smelling their head and caressing them, and so many sweet, affectionate dealings. And Balaram is witnessing this. There's a display of so much affection between the cow and the calf, and those men and those little children. And he could imagine some affection, but the amount of affection was just... And Balaram was doubting this. He's saying, are these the boys? Are these same? This is a normal thing? I don't think so. And the calf, also, there's something different. And as Balaram was expressing his doubts and wondering, Krishna is coming. You know, 1 year ago. That particular day, you know, that was your birthday or something, Balaram. And you were not with us. And we were taking lunch on the bank of Jamuna. And we did not see our cows. So I went searching. I didn't find them. I came back. My friends were not there. So, just me. I had to do this. Okay, you understand? But this is confidential, okay? Don't tell this to anybody. This is between you and me, myself. So Balaram understood. He kept quiet. Didn't tell anyone. Then a few more days passed. And that was how much time Brahma required. Krishna had realized, in fact, that the day one, when he didn't find the cows and the friends, he had realized this was a job of Brahma. So after 1 year, it's going on for every day for 1 year, all these pastimes. Now Brahma comes. He had taken the boys and the cows hidden them and returned. He wanted to see now without his friends and cows. I want to see how he functions. He will really get bewildered. He won't know what to do. So let me check out now this boy. So he was expecting after 1 year. Of course, Brahma's one day, or even few moments. He had gone and quickly returned, but here on an earthly planet, 1 year had passed. So when he returned, instead of finding only one person in the forest of Braj, maybe still looking, or maybe putting up signs, lost cows, lost friends, making announcement, going with a speaker and mic. Anyone there out there? He was expecting some like... But nothing of the sort. When he returned, nothing had changed. It was just a business as usual. Krishna's pastimes were continuing. Like they always took place. Eating was going on. Brahma comes. Okay, here he comes. He's riding on the swan, the back of the swan.